Tavarach ha'nefashos, the top of Dalet Amud Beis, en li elo ish, sheherech bein ish, bein isha. This may be the parash of Erech and only applies to a man. Isha sheherecha ish, and isha sheherecha isha minayin. Although the parash of Erech is talking about a woman as well, maybe it's if the man is doing the amaisa of harocha. Tamaloy mar nefashos, which includes women. Tovaracha nefashos, l'rabois, menuvel l'mukashchen. Sheyochol, one would say, nadar be'erkecha, kol sheyeshnei bedomim yeshnei ba'arochim. Anybody who represents value, market value, represents erechen. V'chol she'enei bedomim enei be'erechen. And somebody who doesn't have a market value is not in the parasha of erechen. Tamaloy mar nefashos. Coming to include a tumtum v'andreganus, that if you say the male eye on a tumtum and andreganus, you have to pay. Very difficult to have. I mean, of course, you could say the male eye on a table, which is ultimately going to be the Gemara's question. How could you have a havamina that a tumtum and andreganus should be worse than anything that represents value? Sheyochal neder berkechal kol sheyesh neberach and yesh nebedomim. Anything which is in the parish of Erechin is also in the parish of Domin. V'kol she'enei be'erechin, enei be'domim, tamad lo'yma v'hoyo erkecho ha-zochor, zochor v'lo'itumtum v'andreganis. So again, we're going to get back to this Domin hava, meaning the Gemara itself, we'll get back to it. But now the Gemara is beating up the tumtum v'andreganis. We have a miut that a tumtum v'andreganis don't pay erechin, or you can't be marach them either. They would pay technically if they were marach somebody else, but you do not pay an erech for a tumtum and andreganus. Says the Gemara, how do you know to be memayat a tumtum andreganus completely? Yochol lo yehi berech ish, avol yiu berech isha. Maybe a tumtum andreganus are only exempt. This is after there's a miut. Because the Torah said Hazochar. The Zochar took out Tumtum Vandreganus. So we already know Tumtum Vandreganus is not included. So now the Gemara is debating what the Miut is. Maybe the Miut is only on a Zochar Vadai, that he doesn't pay a Zochar. Maybe Avol Yiu Be'erech Isha. Maybe you should pay. If somebody goes to a Tumtum and he says Erkei Alai, he should pay the Erech of a woman, the equivalent woman of that age group. It says also v'im nekevi to teach you that you need both, either zochar vaday or in the cave of adoyas. Zochar vaday in the cave of adoyas, the loy tumtum vandreganus. This is mamash apel of the Gemara. The Gemara basically seems to be saying that I have two, at least at this point, I have two separate miyutim. I have one miut that a tumtum doesn't pay, an erech zocher, tumtum and andreganus. Then I have another miut. I may say, well, give the basic. Basic is give nekeva's erech. That we have another pasuk to im nekeva, that it has to be either a zocher vada or nekeva vadoyas, somebody who's just surely more than a nekeva at least is not sufficient. So although it's a nice svara I hear, b'chlal masayimona, if somebody may be a zocher, he's zicher also in the cave. It's a good svara. If there would be no psukim, if the Torah wouldn't have spoken about tumtum at all, I think the Gemara is saying gevaldik. Somebody went over to a tumtum. Let's say the Torah never addressed a tumtum. The Torah said zocher is this much, and the cave is that much. Somebody went over to a tumtum, and he said, I'm going your erech. So it makes a lot of sense. Give at least an erech in the cave. He's not less than in the cave. Makes a lot of sense. But let's not forget that Gemara is going after there's already a miut. We already had a pasuk that said you don't give an erech zachar, at least. Right? So, that makes no sense. Why wouldn't you give an erech zachar? I don't need a pasuk to tell me I don't give an erech zachar. That's the regular din in Gan Shas, HaMoitzi Mechaver Levaraya. I don't need the Torah HaKadosh to tell me that if you made a choiv that's either $30 or $40, $40 or $50, that you only have to pay the lower number. That's the din and kolat harakula of amoytsi mechaver levaraya. I don't need any psukim for that. Right? Absolutely not. If I come over to you, again, let us assume that the Torah did not address a tumtum and andragonus. And we're assuming that, we're talking about here tumtum also, so Ray, you have to put your thing on hold. I would address it in other ways, but let's make it simple. The Gemara is talking about tumtum also. So we have to make it make sense with tumtum, what the Gemara's having is. So, if a tumtum is a suffix zocher suffix nekeva, okay, except if we hold he's a barrier. A tumtum is a suffix zocher suffix nekeva. So somebody makes an erech on a tumtum. So this is equivalent, Alex, that I come to you and I say, I either owe you $1,000 or $2,000, I forgot. Would you say, I'm moitzim echavel v'ray, I don't have to give you anything? Is that what you're saying? I'd like to borrow $1,000 from you if you don't mind. Actually, to make it $2,000. I'm moitzim echavel v'ray, but pastishkin, I'm moitzim echavel v'ray. On the thousand. So l'chara, if there would be no miut at all, and somebody went over to a tumtum and he said, erech pliny olai, and the Torah didn't say that we have to know what this person is in order for you to be chayiv. What you basically chayiv is either zachar or nekeva, so pay at least a nekeva. That would make sense. But I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. I don't need a pasuk to tell me you don't give a zachar. The chpashat hazeh, samoytzi mechavel levaraya. Of course, I don't give an erech zocher. So the only havamina would be erech nekeva. And now the Torah came, and the Torah said, no, tumtum, no. So how could the Gemara say, oitzi ani tumtum, she'im, maybe she'im by erech zocher, avol yesh by erech nekeva. Maybe you do pay at least the shear of nekeva. We, Hekdish, are not really interested in your identity. We collect money. Okay? I don't want to sound cold, but that's the mitzvah. We collect money. We know you owe us $1,000. You may owe us $2,000. Your identity issues, whatever, they'll have to be established, or they won't. $1,000 you owe us, give us $1,000. Right, so maybe. So halacha is hamoitz. The halacha is hamoitzim mechaveru olav araya. If my para has a boy and a girl and we don't know which one came out first, the halacha is hamoitzim mechaveru olav araya. Right? The halacha is hamoitzim mechaveru olav araya. Can't be moitzi for me without knowing. So different hamoitzim mechaveru olav araya. Lagabi this prat, yes. I mean, Beishamai is holds Sofik Hektish is Hektish, but we don't hold like that. So it's a regular, L'chor, it's a regular din from Amoitzim Echavel of Araya. So what do I need a Pasuk to be Mamayat? So actually, the Maram Al Shokar asked this question. He says, I don't understand why would the Gemara think that you have to, it doesn't make sense to say that you should pay an Erech Zohar. I need a pasuk to tell me other ones. The kosher, the aloy bekol atarikul amlinon hamoitzi mechaver olavaraya. The loma itzrich kol miyute. Why would I need a pasuk to be mamayitis? The pella. There's a Reb Chaim Yoizik who wrote a Sefer on Erechin. He also asked this question. Also doesn't really answer it. He just says from the sugya, you see that that's not the case. You see from our sugya that For some reason, that's not the thinking of our Gemara, that without a Pasuk, you wouldn't have to give anything. You wouldn't have to give an Erech Zachar anyway. V'ula yesh lo hochiach mikan. Maybe. Could be from our sugya Zaraya that we don't say Amotzi Mechaveh Levaraya for some reason. Shedin Sofik Erech in Luchumra. But he himself realizes it's a plea to say such a thing. It's not put down anywhere. Other than our sugya, Agav Urcha and the Shakla, it's something the Gemara should say somewhere in Shas, Sofik Erech in, you have to pay. The thinking in all of Shas is that you don't pay. We just finished, we didn't do it yet, but the Meseches Becharis comes before Meseches Erechin. When you go through Meseches Becharis, you see clearly that the din of Amotzi Mechaveh Levaraya prevails in Gantz Becharis. Why shouldn't it prevail over here too? Doesn't make sense. It's also hektish over there. It's also Allah finer glicken over there. We don't say it. We say Amotzi Mechaveh Levaraya. So over here it should also be Amotzi Mechaveh Levaraya. So then he says maybe one possibility is that Sofik Erechin is Lahachmer, which he himself realizes is not really passable to say that. And the second thing he says, V'ulai yesh loymar da'azlinan kan l'mandam ha'tofse koyin ein meitzin eisem miyadai u'mayri sha'gizbar tofas eisei. Which I think is even shvacher than the last terms. That maybe we're going like the sugim of Metziah l'mandam who holds that if Hegdish grabs, if a koyin grabs the b'chol, Sofik b'chol, you don't have to give to the koyin. If the koyin would grab it, he would keep it. And we're talking here, Hektish grabbed an Erech Zohar. So it would be a din of Eimer Tzinois and Miyadai. And that's the Gemara's Havamina, that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you. Know that if Hektish grabbed it, we would take it back because it is Pasuk of Tumtum. Not even because of Mertzian. Because the din of Tumtum, Loitzias Azoch, according to the Havamina. Both of these Havaminas are very difficult to understand. So I think we do have to say that for some reason the Gemara holds that this specific case you would possibly give an Erech Zachar. In spite of the fact that Mistama, the Gemara elsewhere holds, Sofik Erechin would be Lahokum. Now I'm saying Sofik Erechin in general would be Lahokum, but for some reason by Tumtum, without a Pasuk, we would say you give an Erech Zachar. No, without a Pasuk. The Gemara brings one Pasuk, and the Gemara says, well, maybe the Pasuk is only coming to be Mamayat Erech Zohar. Maybe Erech Nekeva you have to pay. The Gemara says another Pasuk. So our question was, how could the Gemara say that one Pasuk is needed to say not to give an Erech Zohar? That's the regular din of Amoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Right? So all what I'm telling you is one thing, that L'chora, and we'll try to get clarity in it, L'chayah, for some reason, our sugya holds over here. Even though Sofik Erechin is normally L'hakel, because such a din would have to be brought down somewhere in Meseches Erechin, that Sofik Erechin is L'hachmir, even though always we say Amotzi Mechaveh Levaraya, over here we're going to go L'hachmir. I think that's not acceptable. But it is acceptable to say that for some reason, Tumtum would have been different. Now, why isn't there such a mission anywhere? Because it's not Negea. Because Tumtum, there is no Erechin. You follow? So that's not bothering me. Why isn't there a Mishnah somewhere in Meseches Erechin that says the Sofik of Tumtum Zohar is different than regular Sofik Erechin? Because it's a non-issue. Because Halacha L'maisa, there is no Erech by Tumtum. I'm just telling you that the Gemara thought, for some reason, that the Erech Tumtum is different. It would have been different. It would have been different. By some reason, by Sofik Tumtum, we would have said L'hachmer. If there would have been Erechin. If there would have been Erechin by a Tumtum, then we would have said that Sofik Tumtum is Lachman. There's no question, that's the simple reading of our sugi. For some reason, Oitzi Erech Zohar, I would have said that he has to pay an Erech Zohar. We'll try to get clarity why that should be. It says the Gemara, Omar Mar, we said that if somebody gives an Erech Sosom, he's chayiv to pay. What is an Erech Sosom? Now this Erech Sosom is going to seemingly contradict everything we learned about Erech until now. Just a quick review. Till now what we had established, not only according to the Chazon Ish, but we really said that that's really the view prevailing view, the way all the Rishonim are mashma, like the Chazon Ish, is that Erechin does not work bichlal like Nedarim. In other words, the difference between Erechin and Domim is not just a question of how much you pay. If I say Dom of a lie, I go to the market value. And if I go Erechin a lie, I go to the Erech market. It's not just a way of assessing it. We explain it's a whole different mechanism. The mechanism of Erechin is pidyon. You're redeeming. You're redeeming back the Erech. There's a concept of, I'm not bechlal paying for some value. It's like pidyon haben, similar to pidyon haben. That's why we had a Gemara Amud Aleph said, maybe somebody who doesn't have pidyon haben doesn't have Erechin. Right? It's a pidyon concept. That being the case, how does Erech Sosim work? Erech Sosim means you get up and you say, Erech alai. Whose? Nobody. Erech. So you're throwing out an Erech. Erech alai. I have to pay Erech. Who's Erech? Who's Erech? What Erech? Who? So there's a whole parish of Erech Sosim. So the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara is addressing. Omamar be'erkha. L'rabbi's Erech Sosim. Coming to include Erech Sosim. My Erech Sosim. What does Erech Sosim mean? The Sanya. Ho'im Erech Sosim alai neisein. Somebody says Erech Sosim. He gives. Kepochois shebarochim. The minimum. What's the minimum erech, the smallest erech? Smallest erech is 3 shkel. The kama pochos shebeerechin, what is the smallest amount? 3 shkel. That's in the cave of 3 yoim. That's 3 shkel. Smallest amount. Says the Gemara. The emo chamishim. Why take the lowest? Take the highest. That's similar to the Hamotzi Mechavel V'raya question. You have to know why the Gemara here has to unveil Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta. Why did the Gemara just say Hamotzi Mechavel V'raya? Okay, so Gemara says no, Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, Tafasta Mu'a Tafasta. Says the Gemara, okay, famous shekel. So give the least. The smallest number by Erechin is actually a shekel, because that's Hesed Yad. Hesed Yad means that if somebody cannot afford the Erech, he gives a Hesed Yad, he gives what he can afford, and minimally 1 shekel. That's like a scholarship. Erechin has a scholarship program. Shekel. So the Gemara asks, how do you know to make, if you're telling me Erech Sosim, we go to the smallest number. Because Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, so take a shekel. Says the Gemara, the Chesiv HaChol Erech HaYir B'Shekel HaKodesh. The Gemara says that's not really an erech. Ahu b'hesig yad u d'chsev. That's not erech. That's hesig yad. Hesig yad. That's the minimum. That's the minimum amount. Hesig yad. But that's because that's not an erech. The erech is 3 shkolim at the minimum. This is what you're paying because you can't afford to pay. That's nothing to do with when you say erech sasam alai. You're saying erech. There is no erech less than 3 shkolim. That's what the Gemara said. Ela kol amali. What was the havamin of the Gemara? I believe the havamin of the Gemara was that the hesed yad is also called an erechin, which is the way the Ragachov learns Malkus. He says when they assess somebody to get, let's say, 19 Malkus, right? So the Ragachov says that is considered 40 for him, because it says b'mispar our boy. He says, for him, that's called a full 39 malchus, for that person. So the Gemara's havamina was, hesed yad is also erechin. The Gemara's saying, no, it's not erechin. It's hesed yad. Says the Gemara vela krol amali. So what do I need a pasuk for? So if it's 3 shkolim, without a pasuk, I would also say you should give at least the minimum amount. Says the Gemara, Omav Nachman Omav Avua, loy moshen nidin b'hesed yad. Faker, there is no hesed yad here. My time can be farish dummy. It's like you said, I'm going to give 3 shkolim. It's equivalent to saying, I am going to give 3 shkolim. So there is no hesed yad. That's the Gemara. Okay. So here, this piece here, I mean, there's so many difficulties learning it, but just basically, how does this fit with everything that we learned? How could you make an Erech on nobody? If the whole idea of Erech in his pidyon, right, you're redeeming something, right? So it has to be that there's a gavra to redeem. The whole idea of Erechin, like the Chazon Ish explains, is a concept of pidyon. What are you redeeming? Erech. Whose? Erech. Somebody. Not only that, the whole sugya that we had until this point, Mamish proves the Chazon Ish, because we had on Amud Aleph that if you make an Erech on a Goysis, you don't pay the Erech. Because he's not the Hamad of the Harocha. You can't bring him in and marach him. Right? You can't assess who he is, what he is, because he's a Goysis. And somebody who doesn't exist, you could be Maimed and Marach. I mean, how could being Marach nobody be better than being Marach a Goysis? If you Marach a Goysis, no good. We don't have who to redeem. Now, I throw something out. Erech of nobody. Why can't I be Marachim? One second. Before we go on, just let's stop here because I want to understand your first statement. Why is the Goyis is not in the Parash of Erechim? You just said he's not in the Parash. He is in the Parash of Erechim. Because what? Oh, so you're saying Erechim means I have to say about somebody that could come to Bezdin, right? So somebody who doesn't exist can't come to business, is that what you're saying?
A class of people do it.
There was no people.
There are people. It's an ellipsis.
Erech of somebody.
He's talking about Erech on somebody who's the minimal. On anybody who's the minimal.
No, the only reason why we bring the minimal is because the faster move below the faster. He's talking about nobody. If you ask him, is there any individual you had in mind, any group you had in mind, any, he says, no, I had in mind Erech. Erech.
Now you're in his head.
We don't have any Suffolk here. The guy threw out an Erech stam. So he says, so this is the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara is mashma that there would be, that not only is this, not only is it poshit, the Gemara says you don't even need a pasuk to say it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Elokro be'erkecha l'mayosa hoyu ve'erech stam eini elogimul shkolim beloy kro nami yadana." I don't even need a pasuk. I don't even understand it after a pasuk. The Gemara is saying on a pasuk, beloy kro nami yadina and the beloy klum loy mifter. Why would you not? Why would beloy klum loy mifter? Why is this Erech Stam better than the Tum Tum and Androgynous? I mean, it's not a Zohar Vade and a Cave Vade. Rashi is saying, Avade, how would we let you off the hook? What do you mean how you let me off the hook? You let me off the hook because I wasn't Marach anybody. You're not letting me off the hook. The Torah required that I be Marach a definitive person. A definitive gender. And I clearly didn't do that. I defined nobody. Could it be in a cave? Absolutely. Could it be a zohar? Absolutely. Could it be a tumtum? Absolutely. So I did nothing. So, and Rashi says that this is pshita. That I don't even have to feel like a posuk for them. I don't even need a posuk. So the Chazon Ish has a very creative way to learn our sugya. Chazon Ish learns, at least at this tzad of the Gemara, the Chazon Ish learns that there is no tzad over here that it's Erechim. It's not Erechim. It's Nedarim. It's Nedarim. It's Nedarim. He says, L'chayra kosha, this is the Chazon Ish. Hare din Erechim u'at fosa. V'umi din pidyon. You weren't matzis anything. He says, you know what? He says it could be that according to this Tan of the Gemara, Einoi midin erich in klal, elo midin neda. Vim kein loy kosher midi dohocha kiven dein erich ein zat fos elo neda. Mishemochi chal af shaloi pireit es mishe herich. Right? Now, according to this, so of course there's no hesek yad. Why would there be hesek yad? There's no din hesek yad by nedarim. Right? So look at Rashi. Rashi says she'enu nidin behesek yad. She'emoni hu umoch perkech olay achenu akoy bepochus mishekel. Avul din erech kotsuv ein muot migimul shkolim. What does that mean? The Gemara says, why can the farish dummy? The kimon da emar erech stam alai, v'yedeya shezeh pocha shebeerech in gimul shkolem, kimon da emar erech gimul shkolem dummy, v'loi dummy lomri erki alai erech pleni alai, the hosom loi mukcha mil sedeina kol yedim ishnoisav, avul hocha dover golihu. Over here, Rashi says like this, why don't we always say that there's no hesed yad? The Gemara here is saying that since you said erech stam alai, and the minimum amount of erech stam is 3 shkolim, so it's like you said, I understand, I'm going to have to give the 3 shkolim. So Rashi says, 1 second, if that's the case, why don't we say by every erechin there's no hesed yad? Because every erechin, you know how much you got to pay. And the cave is this much, the zachar is that much. So why don't we always say when a person says Erkoy Allah, he knows what the amount is. And when he says it, he means, I'm going to give the full amount. Why do we ever give you Hesek Yad? So Rashi says, you know why we normally give you Hesek Yad? Says Rashi, because V'loi domi lomo Erkoy Allah, Erkoy Ploini Allah. Do'osom loy mukcha milsa. De'ena kol yoydim eshnoisav. Not everybody knows the age exactly. Could be he didn't know his age. It's not such a clear thing. Rashi Bekitzer is saying that if every Erechin would be clear, then it would have the same thing like this, because this is really the same thing like Erechin. Now, according to the Chazon Ish, our Gemara is not even talking about Erechin. The reason why there's no Hesed Yad is because you're not a Marech, you're a Noider. When you say Erech Alai, what you really are saying is, Harei Alai Shloish Shkol. So there's no Hesed Yad, because you're like any makdish. In the world, there's no hesed yad. If I say, I realize to give 1,000 shkolim to hekdish, there's no hesed yad. So what's Rashi schwitzing? Rashi schwitzing, he's going 1 second. Our Gemara seems to say that there's no hesed yad, because you knew what you have to pay. So all erichin should be like that. Right? All erichin should have that. What do you mean all erichin should have it? The only reason why there's no hesed yad here, when the Gemara says kimafarish, it doesn't mean you know. It means it's like you're making a neder. The Gemara doesn't mean because you know. So the whole Rashi is Mishnah Shalot Tzricha. If the Gemara is talking about Erechin, and the Gemara is saying, B'chi ay gavnu, where you know what the Erech is, we don't give you a scholarship. Yeah, Gemara makes sense. The Gemara says, then Rashi comes and he says, 1 second. Why don't we always say a guy knows what the Erech is? He says, nah, people don't know. It's not so clear. That's Rashi. But I don't understand. According to the Chazon Ish, the Gemara wasn't saying that you know. The Gemara was saying, this is not Erechin. This is Nedarim. So why is Rashi Bechlal bothered? Why is the Hesed Yad by other Erechin? Because they're Erechin. It's not working with Erechin. No. If you don't learn like the Chazon Ish, we have to answer the Chazon Ish's kasha. I'm just saying, if you don't learn like the Chazon Ish, then at least this part of the Gemara, we understand what's going on. The Gemara says, there's no Hesed Yad by Erech Sasson. So the Gemara says, why not? The Gemara says, because you know. So Rashi says, so all Erechim you know. Rashi says, not, you don't know. It's not so clear. Once there's fluctuations and age differences, not so clear. Okay, so I understand. But according to the Chazon Ish, when the Gemara said the word mefarish, the Gemara didn't mean you know. The Gemara meant it's a neder. He's saying, I realai to give 3 shkolim. Of course you got to give it. If a guy says, I realai to give $1 million to Hektish, He's got to give it. If he doesn't have it, so the rest of his life, he has to work and get it. That's not, there's no hesek yad by a makdish. So what is Rashi bothered? Rashi's bothered, why is there hesek yad by erechin? All erechin. Just like there's no hesek yad by this erechin, there should be hesek yad by all erechin. So Rashi goes and he answers the kasha. The kasha is nishkin kasha, the teres nishkin teres. If you learn that this is not erechin, so there's nothing to talk about. I mean, to me, it's so clear that I believe the Chaznish Lechayr would say he's not going with this Rashi. His Pshat, Lechayr, this Rashi seems to be saying clearly that it is Erech. Seems to be saying. I mean, it would be very difficult to say that Rashi here is saying it's not Erech. Okay. So the Gemara says, Elokrolomali, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Avulam, Meshen Nismezim, Haitamik, and Mepharishdom, Ika de Hamri. Now here, this part, even the Chaznish says, is a Pella. There is hesek yad. So Gemara says, pshita. What do you mean pshita? You just told me it's nedorim, it's not erechin. Why should there be hesek yad? It's nedorim. Now the Gemara is saying, poshut that there's hesek yad. Of course there's hesek yad. Now the tame can mefarish domi, kamash malon, not. So really, it's from beginning to end, this is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. So I want to throw out a possibility here. To really be masbid, a whole sugya from beginning to end, with the yesod of the Chazon Ish, that erechin is a concept of pidyon. Really, I think that gives tremendous clarity to our sugya, to learn that way. And we'll see how it progresses through the sugya. But step one is that erechin is a pidyon. Erechin is a redemption. So really, when you say erkei alai or erkei alai, it's like you're being makdish the person. At least you're being makdish their erech, which is something everybody has a right to be makdish and erech. And now, there's a din to redeem it back. Okay? So we dealt with this whole shayla, how could you be makdish somebody else? I mean, we gave clarity how you could be makdish somebody else. That's that. Now, when the Gemara says Tumtum Vandreganus, the Gemara says that you need a Pasuk to be mad. I want to tell you Pashut Pshat. There's a sugya, famous sugya in Kiddushin, where the Gemara talks about the fact that you may think that a father cannot sell a girl who's an islandess. The holding of Omer Vriya maybe only applies to a girl that will eventually become a Nara. But a girl that's an islandess, maybe you can't sell. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. So the Hamakna in Kiddushin asks, he says, if you're going to tell me, you can never, that there are only very few girls that you know when they're 6 or 7 that it's an islandess. At that point in time, they didn't have testing this. You know, she's an islandess. But, he says, she may be an islandess, Suffolk islandess. Every girl could be, who knows, but she's an islandess. There's a miut. So he asks, Ein hochen b'momim achar haroiv. So how could any father ever sell his daughter? She may be an islandess. If you're going to tell me, on that side, that a father cannot sell a girl who's an islandess, no father should ever be able to sell their daughter. Because by momim, we don't go after the roiv. So the daughter, you want to go sell your daughter could say, not, your daughter doesn't have to say anything. She doesn't have to talk, but we'll say for her, Tanina, ein ochem b'momen acharoiv. That's the Machna's question. So he wants to say the mere fact that you could sell a girl, every girl, shows that islandess is included, because otherwise you'd never be able to sell a girl. It's a gvaldik kasha. So how do you get around the kasha of the Hamakna? So I always use a yesoy that the Ktzoy says in the Sefer HaShmaitze. The Ktzoy says a fascinating thought. He says, there are two things in halacha. One thing in halacha is called birur. Birur is when you want to clarify something. You need two edim to come in to say, person died, the person's an Eish Yisish. Then there's something in halacha we call a gilui milsa. Gilui milsa means, at the time that we're getting the information, it's not yet nageya. whether this is the fact or not. It's just information. And then we make an assumption this is the case, and now that's the halacha. L'moshel, Mr. and Mrs. Rubenfeld move into a neighborhood. Husband and wife, they're together like that for 25 years. Now, Chaim Yankel is mezana with Mrs. Rubenfeld with Eidus and Asror. Chaim Mrs. Bez, yeah. 1 second. Where's the Eidim that this is Mrs. Rubenfeld? Because they have a sign at the door, Mishpachas Rubenfeld. Baloch is cycling ala chazokas. You can give me sign. So the Ketzois is Masber, because once something is a reality, now we don't care anymore. If somebody comes to the Bezin now and says, this guy was mezana with this woman, and now a bunch of people in town go, oh yeah, she's probably, and it's just, it wouldn't work. You'd need 2 Eidim to come and say, we saw Kiddushin being given. But here, the reality was kicked in from before. And now it becomes reality. And now, Mamela, this, the halacha is now that she's Yechayiv Misa. Like the Rambam says, by Eid Echad. Eid Echad comes to Bezni, he says, this is Chelev. Yeah? Now, a day later, somebody eats it. With 2 Eidim and Asroi, Chayiv Malkus. 1 second. You need 2 Eidim to give Malkus. You only have 1 Eid that he ate Chelev. 2 Eidim don't know if it's Chelev, they just say he ate that piece of meat. Zokter Rambam, nay. Once the Eid Echad came and he said it's Chelev, now it becomes a reality, it's Chelev. Now you go and eat it, you chayv malchus. But if it would have been the reverse, let's say you went downstairs, you ate a piece of meat. 2 Eidim saw you eat the piece of meat. And then an Eid Echad comes and says, hey, this, that's Chelev. No, potter from malchus. Forgetting Asra Suffolk. Potter from malchus. Why? Because Eid Echad can't be chayv malchus. Timing is everything. So the Gemara calls this Gilui Milsa. The Gemara in Yevamos calls it Gilui Milsa. A guy says, I have a brother, I don't have a brother. We'll use it later on for halachas of Yibam. If it would be Negei at the time of the Yibam, he wouldn't be believed. We had this in the Daf. We just had this in the Daf. But if somebody told us a year ago, 2 years ago, and it wasn't Negei, he has a brother. Now that becomes reality. It's Gilui Milsa. Mamish timing. And the point is that halacha recognizes reality. Something which is grandfathered in as a reality, so it's reality. Even though that reality wasn't created with the same scrutiny that we would use today if it was Negea right now. Somebody goes Mizana with a woman, you don't know who she is, now we'll need 2 Eidim to tell she's an Ashish. It won't help people go, yeah, I think she's an Ashish. No. I think. Now we need Yedia. This is all over. I mean, it's such a big Indian, there's no end to it. It's Kala Terakula. But it's the concept. When a girl is born, there are many shilas negeh to this girl. Well, got to be a lot of halachas if somebody would be makadish or if the kiddushin would work. Is she chayv mitzvahs? When does she become a gedoyla? There's so many dinim negeh. We have to know, what is she? So first of all, we pask and she's a girl. She's a girl. Then we have to know, is she an islandess? You can be makadish a girl when she's a ketana. Kedushay av. Right? Is she an islandess? Right? She falls to Yibam. Is she Zakuk Yibam? Islandess doesn't fall to Yibam. There are so many halachas. So now we have to make a psak in halach. Is she an islandess? She's not an islandess. Rav tells us this girl is not an islandess. Now that becomes the reality. Now she's not an islandess. Now the father could sell her. Ein hachanami, if the father had to sell her today and we had to make a decision, Lagabi the sale, we would say, like the Hamakne, Ein Ochen B'momen Acher HaRoiv. But that's not what it's Negeah. The Roiv tells us the reality. Once the reality is such, Avadah that's the Halacha. If you had just a Moshel, Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is only to a Jew. By a Goy, there's no Hashavas Aveda. There's a Kiddush Hashem, certain cases, Kiddush Hashem to give back an Aveda. There's no Hashavas Aveda. What would be, somebody comes from a city that's Roiv Yisrael, the halachas is a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The guy knocks on your door, he looks Jewish. There's a roiv that he's Jewish. Could you say, and he gives you simonim and everything. Say, 1 second, I have a more basic question. Who says you're Jewish? I'm uchzak to be Israel. Now, If we had to make a decision today just on the Hashavas Aveda part, we would scrutinize it. But the guy has a Din Yisrael because the whole city has a Din Yisrael. His Din Yisrael. Now, and that's the way everything works. That's the way it goes. So Memela, I want to tell you very simple. When we have a Tumtum and Andreganus, we have a Kol HaTerakula Shailus about Tumtum and Andreganus. Kol HaTerakula. We have to paskin. What is this? Is this a Zohar? Is it in a Keva? The Aloch is Sofik the Reis L'chumre. We impose all the Dinei Zohar on a Tumtum. All the halachas of a zohar is on it. Nothing to do with this erichin job. Erichin is a side issue. This person, this walking guy, who has an identity crisis, he is walking around already with halachas gepaskent on him, that he has a din zohar l'chumra. That's the halach on him. That's a psak. Somebody, if let's say erichin didn't need vadoyas, so now I went and I did a hakdosha. I was makdish this individual's erich. There's already a pre-existing zohar here, l'chumra. Yesterday, the day before, this person is wearing tefillin because he's a suffix zohar. This person must hear tkiya shofar because he's a zohar. He must shake lulav because he's a zohar. He must sit in the sukkah because he's a zohar. He must do all the zohar things that already get paskened on him. So now, when I do erichin, I'm really not, it's not like I said I'm being makabel a certain chi of mammon. I'm being makdish, this individual. So that would attach itself to the halacha that the individual has already, pre-existing. It's a moitzi mechavel of araya. A moitzi mechavel of araya is if erichin is just a chayvis mammon, and when I go over to you, I say I'm obligating either $10 or $15. We don't know, did you accept $10 or $15? Okay, it's a moitzi mechavel of araya. $10 or $15. That's why, if you went and said, Erech Zeolai, right, I don't mean you, Chas Shom, the guy runs away. And then we don't know, was it a Zohar and a Kaver? Everything else we know about the person, we didn't, Zohar and a Kaver, we don't know what happened here. And the person ran away. Avad the Gemara has no Hava, meaning you would have to pay an Erech Zohar. Because that's a suffix in the Erech. In the Mais Erech, but when I go over to a Tumtum, if there wouldn't be a pasuk that would say that by a tumtum there's no erichin, or there's no erich zocher, you would say, okay, this person already has a pre-existing psak that they have a din zocher l'chumra. Now I went over, same aloha. Andreigen has same aloha. Some hold Andreigen, this is a barrier if they have. We're not going to, it's a machlekes. And if you hold Andreigen, this is a, it's a barrier b'fnei asma. Then I mean, it's just tumtum. That all over shas we do that we take handregenus agava tumtum. But tumtum is clearly a suffer. Tumtum is clearly what we're talking about. Clearly we're talking about a suffer. Handregenus is already is agavuch, but tumtum is zicher. Again, the Gemara clearly is talking about a tumtum. Handregenus, it could be not. Lamai, so we pass in handregenus as suffik zoch, suffik nekeit. That's the halacha we give in handregenus. But a tumtum is a suffix of a suffix. There's no shayl. Andreigenus is a machloikis. That's how we pass it. It's a machloikis Yisi ben Yehuda. So lemaisa, there's a pre-existing din here on this person. And on this pre-existing din, and you should know, even that tana that holds that Andreigenus is a belia, he also has a din to keep mitzvahs like a zacha. Because the shayl is, what din does the Torah give this belia? Does the Torah give this belia the dinim of a zacha or in a cave? Even if he is a belia. If he's a barrier, we don't say he's a freak of nature, chas v'shalom. We don't, what happens if, according to the mandamo who holds androgynous is a barrier, now he becomes a chaylo sheyesh b'sakon on Shabbos. Now it becomes a chaylo sheyesh b'sakon on Shabbos. We say on a mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos for a human being. Oh, exactly. It's the Yisrael l'chol dover. Does the Torah put on him the chiyuvim of a zoch or chiyuvim of an akeva? We don't know. So vayt it is a din zocher l'chumra. Even on the belly it is a din zocher l'chumra. We don't know if he counts for a minion. The Torah did not address whether he counts for a minion or not. So what he's walking around right now with is duch gipaskin, that he has to be treated like a zocher l'chumra. We have to treat him like a zocher l'chumra too. We also have to treat him like a zocher l'chumra. What do you mean? It's negetos too. You want to be miyachad with an andreganus. Negetos too. Can you live with an andreganus? Could somebody marry an andreganus? Hanged with the laws, you never know, they'll have an andreganus law. Yeah? It's negetos too what he is. So if he were to be a barrier, he would be that new entity. My point is very simple. If erichin is an obligation that you're establishing at the time of the erichin, right now, you're saying, I'm obligating myself this amount, this amount, this amount, this amount, then if we had a suffix, what category you mechayev yourself, avada we would say, I'm moitzi mechaver levagaya. But since it's a pidyon, since it's a redemption, so now we have to deal with the person as a separate aspect of hakdosha. Now we have to say, how does the Torah view this person, not me, this person, legabi da halachas of erichin? Does the Torah give him a din zocher legabi erichin? Does the Torah give him a din nekeva legabi erichin? And now he already is walking around with a pre-existing halacha of a zocher lechumra. So at least it's a havamina. It's only a havamina of a gemara. The havamina would be that without a pasuk, maybe, just like legabi all other dinim, he's walking around with a pre-existing din zocher lechumra, legabi pidyonis. He's that way as well. So when you makdish him, you have that same halach. So actually, I hold that the Chazon Ish's pshat flows better in the beginning of the Gemara. Makes more sense why a tumtum would be lechumra. More sense. Okay. So now we go to the other aspect, this hesed yad aspect, which I think will also get clarity. Erech sosim. I think erech sosim is the same thing. What I think is like this. What would be if somebody would say, well, why we don't have volume? Is the volume lowered over there? When the Gemara said that there's a havamin here, that you have that there's such a concept of an erech sasum. So our question was, what kind of din is this erech sasum? Who are you being marach? Erichin has all kinds of halachas. Who are you being marach? So one extreme pshat we had was, like the Chazon Ish, that maybe the havamin of the Gemara is, it's not even erichin at all. It's nedarim. We said then the flow of the sugi is difficult. So I want to tell you another possible pshat, which I don't think is so shver to learn that way. And that is, whenever a person says, I'm being marach, yeah, so there's normally different choices. When you say erki olai, you're being marach yourself, right? When you say erich ploini, you're being marach that person. When you make an erich sasum, I just want to take it to a different level. Let's say somebody would say on themselves, erki olai b'shloish shkolim, right? That would be like Masla Mashikos of Baturi. You can't do that. You can't do that because there's a din that Erech, when you make your own Erech, you're subjected to what the Torah says your Erech is. You don't have the option of saying my Erech of three Shkolim. You don't have such an option. So I want to tell you very simple. Each Erech, and this we had at the beginning, each Erech is a pre-existing imposed pidyon that a person can put upon himself. In other words, if my wife has a ben zohar, the first boy, I have to be poyed to him. That's a pre-existing, I don't have to go and machayev myself in that. Happens by itself, I have to redeem the firstborn zohar. Now, when I say erich, I'm imposing upon myself a pidyon aben type, pidyon aben or bas, that I'm imposing upon myself. Every human being has on them an erech that I can impose upon myself the chiv to redeem that. If I say erech koyalai, I gotta give his erech, right? Now, when I say erech sasam, that means the Torah was machadish, that besides for the erechin that are age-based erechin, there's another kind of erech, it's called erech sasam. That's stam erech. Who has Erech Sosim? Everybody. Everybody has an Erech Sosim. It's not a question of at least. Every person has an Erech Sosim. That's a new Pasuk. Without the new Pasuk, they wouldn't exist. But just like the Torah said, there's an erech that's 3 shkolim. There's an erech that's 30 shkolim. There's an erech that's 50 shkolim. The Torah said there's another erech, by the way. We spoke about erech zocher and erech nekeva. There's another kind of erech. It's called erech stam. Every human being has that erech. I could place upon myself an erech stam. Who is it chal on? Me. But it's not erechi, it's an erech stam alai. It's a chiyuv pidyon. The pidyon is the erech stam. Just like any zocher has on him an erech that I could obligate myself to redeem, which is called his erech zocher. And every human being has upon them an erech, every woman has on her an erech nekeva, walking around with it. I could impose upon myself the chiyuv to redeem that erech. Now the Torah was megala that there's another kind of erech. It's called erech stam. Erech stam means there's another kind of chiyuv pidyon that every human being has. And that is not the erech of a zacher, not the erech of a nekev, it's called erech stam. It's just erech. Kedush is erech. So it's another category. There's a child 30 days old, there's 20, 20 to 50, there's over 50, there's another thing called erech stam. Now, when you say erech stam alai, you're being marich yourself with an erech stam. We just don't know what the price is for that. We know what the price is for a 30-day-old. We know what the price is for a 50-year-old zocher in the cave. We got all the categories. Erech stam is the Torah. The only thing the Torah told us was you could also be makdish in erech stam. It's a pasuk. It's not something the Gemara dreamed about. It's another pasuk. Lahavi erech stam. So now the Gemara says, 1 second. So how much is that? The Torah didn't tell us an amount. What is an erech stam? The Gemara says, tefasta mu'ubalei tefasta. The Torah means the pachas sheberech. If the Torah didn't give us a number, the Torah just told us there's an erech. It means pachas sheberechin. That's what it means. That's the taich. It means pachas sheberechin. And therefore, it's a regular erechin. It's just not an erech zachar, it's not an erech nekev, it's an erech stam. The whole kash of the Chazon Ish was riding on, 1 second, so who are you being marech? It's not that I'm being marech somebody, we don't know who it is, so we're charging you the least amount. No, you're being marech nobody, you're being it's erechi alai. But instead of being erechi alai, if you would say erechi alai b'shloish shkolim, it wouldn't work. Because you want to give your erech, and you want it to be a different number than the Torah gave on you. Okay, that doesn't work. That's like saying, I want to redeem my son for 3 shkolim. You need 5 slime. Doesn't work. But here I said, I want to give my erech stam. I'm being makabel upon myself. And erech stam. Who are you redeeming exactly? Yourself. What? No, I would say further. Yeah, I mean, I would say further. It could be there is a hemed v'erech. 1 second, it could be his vehemet v'erech. But the vehemet v'erech is you. Why not? I was makabel on myself an erech stam. Erech stam, every human being has an erech stam. Just like if I say erechi alai, it's me. If I say erech stam alai, it's me. I didn't just say erech stam. I said erech stam alai. What did I say? I didn't say erech stam. I said erech stam alai, which is equivalent. It's equivalent to me making a value. It's like me saying erech alai b'shloish shkolim. But erech alai b'shloish shkolim doesn't work. The Torah was mechadish that an erech stam does work, which means the Torah said there's another category. There's a category called erech stam. He said, but who's it chal on you? You are bar hamod v'aroch. I wouldn't go to the extent. I would tell you that if a goyis said erech stam alai, it won't be chal either. He's not b'amod v'aroch. Because it's still in the framework of the parashas erechim. That's why the Gemara asks, so why isn't there hesed yad? The Gemara says, ki mefarish dami. It's like mefarish. It's like you said, I'm being mekabel this erech, and I don't want to have a almanas that I'm not going to come for a scholarship. Okay, that's why Rashi says, 1 second, If you have a right within the framework of Erechim to exempt yourself from scholarship money, why don't we say every Erech is that way? You know, it's 30 shislam, it's... Rashi says, no, you don't know, since there's different numbers and different ages and different this. So you don't know what you're getting yourself into. If in fact you would know what you're getting yourself into, there wouldn't be Hesig Yad at all. There would be Hesig Yad by Erech Stam Alai. You know why? Because it's within the framework of Erechim. It's in Parshas Erechim. It's exactly. It's a new... And the whole difficulty we have here, I think, is because we're not being sensitive enough to the Koyach HaTorah. It's a lack of sensitivity to the Koyach HaTorah. The Torah, just like can make an Erech Zohar, can make an Erech Nekev, it can make an Erech... made an Erech Stam. And therefore, I don't think that we have to go and make such a creative pshat in the Gemara that it's really in the dorm and it's Hesig Yad, it would Hesig Yad. It's Erechim. It's Erech Stam. Perfect. So I think everything here, Lachara, flows better that way. This also will get us around the problem with the Rambam. No, we ran out of time here. This will get us around the problem with the Rambam. Because the Rambam seems to say clearly this way. See, the way the Chazanish learns, there's really no mocker in Meseches Erechim that there shouldn't be Hesig Yad. There's always Hesig Yad by Erechim. There's only not Hesig Yad by Nedor. But the Rambam comes and he says, HaMefarish es Erech, V'omar Erki Olai Chamishim Shloim, Oy Erech Ploini Olai Shloishim Shloim, Ain't an Eden by Hesig Yad. Where did the Rambam get it from? Our sugya. It's exactly what Erech Stam is. What's Erech Stam? Erech Stam is a regular Erechin where you know the amount, where you definitively know the amount. So it's equivalent to you saying, I'm not going to take a Hesig Yad option. So the Rambam. So if you say black and white, I'm not going to take a Hesig Yad option, it's like Erech Stam. Exactly, consistent with Rashi. 100% consistent with Rashi. Now this will also answer this Aruch HaShulchan if you get a chance to look at in Siman Lamed Zayin, Sif Yudalit. You'll see he has some difficulty there with the Rambam. This approach will answer it. So again, in conclusion, we're learning, it's all midin pidyon, I'll get to your question, it's all midin pidyon. The Havamina would be that a tumtum has a pre-existing din zohar l'chumra, so therefore the pidyon of that tumtum would be based on his pre-existing din zohar. Kamash malah and the pasuk not, and then a separate pasuk tells you there's also no din akev on a tumtum. And then the Gemara is Havam, then the Gemara says Erech Stam, the Gemara doesn't mean the Dorim, the Gemara means a new Erech that the Torah was Machadish. The Erech is Chal on the Marech, the person who's making it. And now the Pidyon is just like every Pidyon Erech. And that's why there would be Hesig Yad. And the only reason why there's no Hesig, according to one Lashon in the Gemara, there is Hesig Yad, because it's regular Erech. And even the Gemara that holds there's no Hesig Yad, it's only because it's like Mefarish. And that would apply to any Erech that you're Mefarish. You say, I'm not making an Erech. The same halacha would apply. I'm not taking the Hesig Yad option. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, you can hold on to your Maror Mekoymus for next week, because we didn't get to his Pashtus at all. We're going to get until the next Mishnah of Pochas Mibin Chodesh.